KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
There's a sweet young miss I love to kiss, but listen close and hear me. She's not my only love, I have another love, and she'll just have to share me. Well, she's 5 foot tall, high heels and all, and she already knows. She has some competition in a composition known as polka on an old banjo. She takes me by the hand and I begin to swing her. She knows I never miss a chance to steal a kiss or dance the polka with her. I don't speak a word once I have heard the one thing I love so. She's caught in the middle, she plays a second fiddle to a polka on an old banjo.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A section of the Republican mega bill pending in the U.S. Senate would require the government to sell some of the public land in Alaska and 10 other states to build housing. The bill doesn't specify which property would be sold, but it requires the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management to offload at least 0.5% of the acreage they manage. Blaine Miller McFeely of Earth Justice says it amounts to a minimum of 2 million acres across Alaska and the West.
So this is an unprecedented and massive land sell-off. It's a fire sale.
The bill excludes a lot of federal land from eligibility for sale, such as national parks, designated wilderness, and national recreation areas. Miller McFeely says it still leaves a lot of beloved land vulnerable to the auction block. Environmental groups are circulating maps showing vast tracts they say comprise the pool of lands from which the selections might be made. A federal land sale sounds good to Ketchikan Gateway Borough Mayor Rodney Dial. About 98% of the borough is within the Tongass National Forest, and Dial says that prevents construction of much-needed housing, even on land the borough already owns.
Great example of that would be we have about 250 acres or so in the Ward Cove area, which is kind of near where a cruise ship dock is. So its location next to an industrial area is ideal, but the problem is that property is landlocked.
Environmental advocates say that while the bill says the land would be sold for housing, the lots could end up being logged or mined. Joe Plesha, Spokesman for Senator Lisa Murkowski says the senator is following the issue. He warned that some of the maps the environmental groups are circulating are misleading and says only lands next to existing infrastructure would be eligible for sale. Seven Ketchikan and Sitka residents have pleaded guilty for their involvement in an international drug trafficking ring. 32-year-old Ketchikan resident Patricia Seal Utke was the final defendant charged in the case. She pleaded guilty on Tuesday. The group was responsible for moving drugs and laundering money across the state. The U.S. Postal Service intercepted a package full of methamphetamine and heroin in 2022. Feds say the package was addressed to Seal Utke. When the drugs arrived in Ketchikan, her boyfriend, Larry Marsden, picked them up and was arrested by police. Court documents say the Southeast Alaska operation was part of a bigger ring run by an inmate in a California prison. In total, over 60 people across Alaska and California have been charged in connection with the operation. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
Get your weekly look at the trends, policies, and issues that impact your wallet in Alaska with the Alaska Economic Report. With me, Ava White, on your local public radio station each week.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Joyce Foundation, committed to advancing racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. This is NPR.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A new federal report says the group overseeing the 800-mile Trans-Alaska pipeline system needs to update its operations. That includes at the Valdez Marine Terminal, where North Slope oil is loaded onto ocean barges. The Alaska Desk's Alona Nydem reports.
The multi-agency group, called the Joint Pipeline Office, was created after the Exxon Valdez oil spill more than three decades ago. But it's since scaled back its safety oversight of the Trans-Alaska pipeline system. That's according to a report that the Government Accountability Office, a congressional watchdog agency, released last week. Brooke Taylor is a spokeswoman for the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council. It is one of the federally mandated oversight groups that advises on safety at the Valdez terminal.
We know at this time nationally there is a lot of interest in unleashing America's energy potential, and we want to ensure that development continues as safely as possible in our state so that the oil keeps flowing at the same time that we're protecting our communities, our economies, and our environment.
The Advisory Council commissioned a report that found wide-ranging issues at the terminal 3 years ago, which led to a federal audit. The Joint Pipeline Office includes the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, Alaska Department of Natural Resources, and other state and federal agencies. The new federal report says the agencies comprising the office have been collaborating on spill drills and inspections. However, it also points out that the office has reduced some of its oversight activities, such as field inspections. It also closed its physical office about two decades ago and has not produced public reports in nearly the same amount of time. Taylor says that is a significant concern.
When those types of communications cease, that's less transparency, less access to information that the public has.
The agencies and what they do within the joint office have also changed in the past three decades. The report says that a lack of clarity around the roles and responsibilities for each agency can lead to gaps in oversight, especially at the Valdez Marine Terminal. In fact, when in 2023 a fire started at the terminal near one of the tanks during cleaning, the office acknowledged that no single agency was responsible for oversight of such incidents. Taylor says an independent review would have helped examine what caused the fire and what should be done to prevent incidents like this.
There's still questions we have around that incident, and without a regulatory body, it's limited in what we can really learn from it.
The federal report suggests that the Joint Pipeline Office document its shared goals, clarify responsibilities for each participating agency, and identify any potential gaps in safety oversight. Taylor says the Citizen Council was encouraged to see those recommendations, but felt that the report fell short of characterizing the scale of issues with monitoring the pipeline system.
There have been, on multiple levels for many years now, reductions in staffing and budget and resources that are potentially leading to gaps in oversight at this point.
She says the council hopes to continue working with government officials, regulatory agencies, and industry representatives to examine the gaps in oversight and address those concerns. A spokeswoman for Alyeska Pipeline, which operates the pipeline and terminal, said in an email that the company appreciates the report and is committed to working with regulators to ensure the safety of workers and operations. In Anchorage, I am Alena Naidin.
This is Alaska Public Media.
It's a beautiful morning.
Good morning, everybody out here in Southwest Alaska. It is another beautiful morning. It was, the last 2 days were exceptional. Yesterday was unreal. I think it got up to 60. Boy, summer's here. And driving around on my ATV. Oh, it's great. Great fun. Brings it all back. I just want to bring up something here. And Alaska Peninsula Management Area Commercial Salmon Harvest Summary, In-Season Harvest Estimates. Tuesday, June 17th, species name Chinook, daily 107, cumulative 453. Sockeyes, daily 51,000, cumulative 210,000. Coho, daily 1, we have 3 altogether. And pinks, 8,000, that's the daily total here, and the cumulative 25,000. Chum, daily 14,000 and cumulative 54,000. It makes a total of cumulative fish 290,000 fish and daily 73,000. And to break it down a little further, we've got the June Shumigan Island Chinook, 216 sockeyes, 38,000, 0 cohos, pinks, 5,000, 6,000, and 5,000, we'll say, and then 7,000 for chums. On June, South Unimak, so far, we have 200 Chinooks, 161 sockeyes, 161,000 sockeyes, that is, three cohos, 20,000 pinks, basically, and 46,000 chums. So, and a little bit further down here, we have Nelson Lagoon with Chinook 31, sockeyes roughly 10,000. Port Muller to Outer Port Hyden, we have six Chinooks and 98 sockeyes. And that brings us up to date as of today. Not as of today, that was for Tuesday, June 17th. That's the latest harvest estimate that they gave us. So, anyway, my phone's ringing. And I'll start out with some Charlie Rich.
Don't wait for the postman. If you're looking for a letter from me, there won't be any more. There won't be any more. And don't sit by your telephone. If you're waiting on a call from me, there won't be any more. There won't be any more. Don't think of the love we had till you turn back. Broke my loving heart in two. And when his heart is breaking and you need some loving from me, there won't be any more. There won't be any more. Of the love we had till you turned bad and broke my loving heart in two. And when your heart is breaking and you need some loving from me, there won't be any more. There won't be any more. It won't be like before. There just won't be any more.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, go! How the girls all get prettier at closing time. How they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels, of the backstreet boys. If I could rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm looking for a 9, but 8 could work right in. A few more drinks and I might slip to 5 or even 4. When tomorrow morning comes and I wake up with a number 1, I swear I'll never do it anymore. I'm a girl. How they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels, of the backstreet boys. I don't mean to criticize the girls at all, 'cause I'm no Robert Redford
even overhaul. We all picture in our minds a girl that looks just right. Ain't it funny? Ain't it strange? The way a man's opinions change when he starts to face that lonely night. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. Now they all begin to look like movie stars. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. Now when the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels. All the backstreet boys, oh, oh, the fallen angels. All the backstreet
on the air. Coming up, we have a little Jack Guthrie with Okie Boogie. And after that, Buck Owens and his Buckaroos with Under Your Spell Again. Then we have Eddie Rabbit after that with $2 in the Jukebox.
Now listen, your friends, I want to tell you about a brand new dance that you got to learn to do. It's called the Okie Boogie. You do it Okie style. That mean old Okie Boogie is bound to drive you wild. It's gotta be fast now, you can't go slow. When you hear that rhythm, Lord, you gotta do so when you do the Okie Boogie and do it Okie style. That mean Okie Boogie is bound to drive you wild. On the cane and the crutch, tried to do the Okie Boogie just a little too much. He tried to overdo it, Oklahoma style, you wild. Pokey Boogie is bound to drive you wild. When you get started, it's hard to stop. If you don't look out, you're gonna blow your top. When you do the Okie Boogie and do it Okie style, that mean Okie Boogie is bound to drive you wild. Be fast now, you can't go slow. When you hear that rhythm, Lord, you gotta do-si-do. When you do the Okie Boogie and do it Okie style, that mean Okie Boogie is bound to drive you wild. When you get started, it's hard to stop. If you don't look out, you're gonna blow your top. When you do the Okie Boogie and do it Okie style, that mean Okie Boogie is let it drive you wild. I'll tell you what to do. Grab your partner and follow on through. Let's do the Okie Boogie Oklahoma style. That mean the Okie Boogie drives everybody wild.
Looking at me that way again, after the way she did me. It's a sin. How could she just walk out and leave me after all these nights in her arms? Look where I am. And I've got $2 in the jukebox, $5 in a bottle, 10 more just in case that don't do the trick. And I'll be dead broke tomorrow morning with heartaches by the dozen and a lady on my mind that's driving me crazy. I've got $2 in the jukebox, $5 in a bottle, 10 more just in case that don't do the trick. And I'll be dead broke tomorrow morning with heartaches by the dozen and a lady on my mind that's driving me crazy. I've got a lady on my mind that's driving me crazy.
Yeah, Freddie Holmberg's up next with The Rebel Saved. After that, Kinky Friedman with Sold American. Then Jimmy Rogers coming up with Let Me Be Your Sidekick from 1931.
Just like a rebel, I walked my own line. I didn't want any part of Christ, it is a waste of time. I said if God is really there, he's far from my reach. Little did I realize tonight he would touch me. He's the king of heaven, but he's right down to earth. He knew about me way before my birth. He loved me while I was sinning, though he hated my sinful way. Patiently he waited till I had a rebel saved. 100 times I've heard the message of the cross. 100 times I've turned my head, the rebel is lost. But today I found my way by grace. I do believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died and rose for me. He's the King of Heaven, but he's right down to earth. He knew about me way before my birth. He loved me while I was sinning, though he hated my sinful way. Patiently he waited till I had a rebel saved.
Faded, jaded, fallen cowboy star. Pawn shops itching for your old guitar. Where you going? God only knows. The sequins have fallen from your clothes. Once you heard the Opry crowd applaud, now you're hanging out at Fourth and Broad. On the rain wet sidewalk, remembering the time when coffee with a friend was still a dime. And everything's been sold American. The early times is finished, and the want ads all are red. Everyone's been sold American, been dreaming dreams in a rollaway bed, writing down your memoirs on some window in the frost, roulette eyes reflecting another morning lost, hauled in by the metro for killing time and pain, with a singing brakeman screaming through your veins. And everything's been sold American. The lonely night is mourning for the death it never died. Everyone's been sold American. Don't let me catch you laughing when the jukebox cries. You told me you were born so much higher than life, but I seen the faded pictures of your children and your wife. Now they're fumbling through your wallet and they're trying to find your name. It's almost like they raise the price of fame. And everything's been sold American. No place to go and, brother, no place to stay. Everyone's been sold American. Just let that golden greyhound roll your soul away.
I saw two little monkeys playing up in a tree. I saw two little monkeys playing up and down in a tree. One said to the other, come on, let's make whoopee. Listen here, pretty mama, I know when you're hanging round. I know, pretty mama, when you are hanging round. I don't see no fire, but I'm burning down. De-o-de-de-de-de-de-de-de, de-o-de-de-de-de-de-de. There's something about you women always makes me sore. There's something about you women that always makes me sore. Cause I can't look for you, you always wantin' more. Let me be your side, side till your main line comes.
I will.
Let me be your sidetrack till your main line comes. Cause I can do more switching than your main line's ever done. De-o-de-de-de-de-de-de, de-o-de-de-de-de-de. When you see a spider climbing up a wall, when you see a spider climbing up a lonesome wall, you can tell the world he's gonna get his ashes hauled. Oh-de-day, 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 oh-de-day.
Yeah, Barbara Mandrell's next with us with Fooled by Feeling. After that, C. Warner with I Got Dreams. After that, little station identification, no big deal. Then Mo Bandy with It's a Cheating Situation, all coming at you on KSTP Radio.
You made love so easy to believe. Your touch was so gentle. The feeling was right, but I was wrong. Into your arms like you
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sand Point above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
It's a cheating situation, a stealing invitation to take what's not really ours, to make it through the midnight hours. It's a cheating situation, just a cheat imitation, doing what we have to do when there's no love at home. There's no use pretending there'll be a happy ending where our love's concerned. Sweetheart, we both know we'll take love where we find it, love and try to hide it. It's all we got, for we know they're not gonna let us go. It's a cheating situation, a stealing invitation to take what's not really ours, to make it through the midnight hours. It's a cheating situation, just a cheat imitation, doing what we have to do when there's no love at home. It's a cheating situation when there's no love at home.
And up next we have, coming up to the top of the hour here, we got a little ways to go on that, but 11 and a half minutes. Hank Thompson's up with Oklahoma Homebrew. After that, Diamond Rio with this Romeo Ain't No Juliet Yet. Tom T. Hall followed that up with Pratt Street. And we have time for a few more. Maybe a little Barbara Fairchild, maybe some Vince Gill coming. We'll see what happens.
Give me champagne, I won't complain if that's the best you can do. But when I go first class, fill my glass with Oklahoma Homebrew. I've had my fun with Canyon Rum and the Tennessee Mountain Dew. But when I go first class, fill my glass with Oklahoma Homebrew. I've had sake in a Tokyo, had tequila down in Mexico, tasted wine in old Bordeaux, rum and Coca-Cola down in Puerto Rico. Give me champagne, I won't complain if that's the best you can do. But when I go first class, fill my glass with Oklahoma Homebrew. Across the sea, a fine Rhine wine from a Germany, a misty whiskey from a Scottish still, a bonded bourbon from a Louisville. Give me champagne, I won't complain if that's the best you can do. But when I go first class, fill my glass with Oklahoma homebrew. Oklahoma homebrew.
Mama thinks I'm lazy. Your daddy runs down my name. You said you'd let me come sunshine or come rain. Well, I hold you to don't you fret, pal. This story has a happy ending, even though for now this Romeo ain't got Juliet. I love you so. Never come back, this Romeo ain't got Juliet. I love you so.
I walk along this street, revisiting the town that made a traveler out of me. I hear a mother screaming at a kid that's done some wrong. Daddy's gonna bust your hide when he gets home. Well, somewhere beans are cooking and they smell about half done. I see a young girl hanging clothes to dry out in the sun. She sees me looking at her and I guess it makes her sore. She says, ain't you ever seen a bra before? Pratt Street, that street where I was born and raised. Two women lean across an old white weather-beaten fence. One smiles at me and waves a beer and says, hey, come on in. She tosses back her head when she discovers I won't speak. Hey, you're not allowed to sell things on this street. Well, the factories are humming as they did so long ago. Pratt Street is now blanketed with 30 years of smoke. An old man tries in vain to put a muffler on a car with a hammer and a rusty pair of pliers. Pratt Street, that street where I was born and raised. I flag a taxi down and ride on back to my hotel. Things may change in heaven, but they never change in hell. They say you can't go home again, but brother, I was there. And I suspect that people just don't care. Pratt Street, that street where I was born and raised.
Yeah, we'll have some Vince Gill take us to the top of the hour with I Still Believe in You.
Somebody wants a little piece of my time. Still I put you at the end of the line. Oh, how it breaks my heart to cause you this pain, to see the tears you cry falling.
Thank you.